In the midst of everything that's happening, it's finally autumn, and scientists estimate 4 billion birds all over the U.S. are migrating south. To track when and where they migrate, researchers band some of these birds to identify them later. And that brings us to the discovery of a rare bird at a research station in Appalachia. Kara Holsapple of the Allegheny Front reports.
A bird that is male on one side and female on the other. I'm not describing a creature from mythology, but a rose-breasted grosbeak that was captured recently at Powder Mill Nature Reserve's bird banding station in western Pennsylvania. The name for this phenomenon?
Bilateral gonandromorph.
Both sides of the body have its own genome and then also its own sex.
Bird banding program manager Annie Lindsay says the grosbeak is female on its left side and male on its right. You can tell mostly by the way this bird looks.
Female grosbeaks are kind of brown. They have a thick white line above their eyes, and their wing pits, so the under wing coverts, are yellow.
On the male side, the wing feathers are black and white, and under the wing, it's pink.
It's really uncommon, but it is normal.
Lindsay says gonandromorphs occur when an egg doesn't shed an extra cell called a polar body.
Both the polar body and the egg's nucleus are fertilized. That's how this happens.
The grosbeak might be able to reproduce, because in songbirds, the functional ovary is on the left side, where this bird is female. But there's no way to know. Powder Mill researchers took some feather samples from both sides of the bird for genetic analysis. And the grosbeak was banded and measured, treated like any bird at the banding station during fall migration. Almost.
We took a quick video for TikTok, and then we let it go.
In the bird banding program's nearly 65-year history there, they've caught fewer than 10 bilateral gonandromorphs. Lindsay says the best part of the find for her was watching the reaction of the Powder Mill team as they all realized what they had.
You know, the science is important, but that awe and wonder is important as well.
For Here and Now, I'm Kara Holsapple.